8. We should examine the principle, however, not only from the conclusion and premises of a deduction, but also from what is said about it. For all the facts harmonize with a true account, whereas the truth soon clashes with a false one. Goods are divided, then, into three types, some called external, some goods of the soul, others goods of the body. We say that the goods of the soul are goods most fully, and more than the others, and we take actions and activities of the soul to be goods of the soul, and so our account of the good is right, to judge by this belief anyhow, and it is an ancient belief, and accepted by philosophers. Our account is also correct in saying that some sort of actions and activities are the end. For in that way the end turns out to be a good of the soul, not an external good. Page 261. The belief that the happy person lives well and does well also agrees with our account, since we have virtually said that the end is a sort of living well and doing well. Further, all the features that people look for in happiness appear to be true of the end described in our account, for to some people happiness seems to be virtue, to others prudence, to others